From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, straight from the Superior Court of California.
I've been to our county.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You're back.
I'm back.
You don't have to go today?
Nope. 2 days. That was it.
What happened? What was the big deal?
They didn't want me.
They didn't want you.
They didn't want me.
We want you. We're glad you're back.
They sent me home. They sent me packing.
But did you get to come home early, or did you have to stay all damn day?
Just a tad bit early when they excused me.
You thought you were going to get on jury, though, from what you told me.
Yeah.
They actually sat you in the jury box.
I was in the hot seats. I got questioned.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back up into the 12, and then I was excused.
You're excused.
By the defense.
You're excused. Of course.
The defense excused me. I think the prosecution liked me because he passed and then
Of course he liked you because he thought you were the one that was going to put these guys behind bars. All right. Well, we're glad to have you back here in lovely Los Angeles.
You know, I would have liked to have done it. I mean, this is my first time to ever be called back. So I thought.
Yeah, I've been on it.
But it might be a longer trial.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. My work wouldn't be too happy, but it would have been fun to actually sit through a
trial.
I'm
pretty sure your bank account wouldn't be too happy either if you stayed.
No, because I would have had to use all my time, my paid time off, my PTO.
And not like they pay you much for jury duty, if they pay you anything at all. Maybe $40 a day. It's like,
that's all I make anyway.
Oh, you make more than that. You couldn't drive that fancy Honda out there without.
I do not own a Honda. Let's just make that clear right now.
It is Friday morning. It is time to do the news. What's happening?
Well, if this doesn't prove that Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods, stabbed a family in the back, nothing does.
She did it.
Kylie's cosmetic line has a lip kit inspired by Jordan.
Yeah.
And does Jordan get a cut?
Wonder.
Kylie just slashed the price of it. It used to go for $27, but it suddenly dropped down to $13.50, which is half price. And, as you can imagine, that sucker sold out.
Who's going to remember Jordan Woods another year from now? Nobody's going to remember her.
I don't know.
There she cheated on. She cheated on.
She slept with big sis Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah. You know, Khloe's kind of to blame for that.
Khloe's kind of to blame for her sleeping with Tristan.
No, for being back together with Tristan. That's my deal. You know, fool me once.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah. Yep. So shame on her. Yeah.
Jeepers, it wasn't just one person he slept with.
Well, no.
It was like a cheerleading team worth.
Probably more.
You know?
But for somebody so close to the family.
Yes.
That's like, come
Supposedly
on.
Supposedly they were BFFs.
Come on. I can't wait to see Kudike 8 months from now when all this goes down.
Well, Jordan's apparently over it.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah, she
did. Oh, my God. Your best friend in the world is Kylie Jenner, and you're over it because now you're no longer in the fold.
You go sleep with someone and...
But it's a one-night thing. Do you think he wants anything to do with her?
No.
I mean, and the other thing is, how young is she? Well, isn't she like Kylie's age? I mean, and he's like in his 30s?
Some people might say she broke up the family, but no. He did.
He did. It's
he
his
did.
Fault.
It's
no,
his
I,
fault.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Well, it's Khloe's fault for even dating him in the first place, damn it.
Well, there you go.
It's her fault.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
and
geez, she Jordan, let Kim pick her mate for her.
Jordan is just one of the nails in the coffin.
We are
one of the notches on his belt.
We are so not into this. We are not. We really don't care.
Hey, the Kardashians, they made that bitch famous.
They did.
And what does she do? She goes around and sleeps with Khloe's baby daddy.
Right.
What the frick? There, do I sound like I care?
No. And that's good, because I know you don't. Don't give
all right.
a flip.
Well, yesterday it snowed in Los Angeles first time in years. It didn't snow where I was.
No, because you were, well, it might have been cold and icy in that.
No, it rained.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't snow where I live.
It didn't stick. I mean, you see the pictures. It snowed, it dusted, and it melted, like, in minutes.
Yes.
Long enough for us to make, you know, snowballs.
Well, see, you know when it rains in Southern California, people are like, oh, my gosh, what do? I don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
All that. So if it snows, they're all like looking up in the sky with their hands up, twirling and going, ah.
What is this strange white powdery substance that I don't recognize falling from the sky?
We're so weird down here. So the last report of snowfall in downtown Los Angeles.
Ooh, that was a wild
outside one. Of the big Coke bust a few years back.
No.
1962.
Holy crap. That's older than you.
It is, barely.
Yeah, that's older than
it's
you.
Nice when I find things older than I am.
Wow. Yes.
And 62. The A-listers of Who Cares News went wild online, as you can imagine.
These are not A-listers in the celebrity business. There are A-listers, and keep your hands off.
Well, you'd think these guys had never spent a weekend in Big Bear.
Right.
But everyone from Jerry O'Connell to Brody Jenner, Sis Kylie, Kendra Wilkinson, and even Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear's seen her fair share of snow since 1962. Woo! I guarantee you that one.
So I guess Heather Locklear's out of jail? Psych hold?
Yeah, jail, rehab, whatever. Yeah. So. She's like, oh, this is odd. This is not the snow I'm used to.
Why is it coming from the sky? Usually it comes in a baggie.
I put it on a mirror. We're maybe bad today.
Maybe someone's on a big building and they're shaking it out.
Ay.
People were making very tiny snowmen.
Yeah, but it didn't rain enough. I mean, it didn't snow enough.
It's not enough to make tiny.
Like little balls of snow. And
hey, a snowman's a snowman.
A couple of toothpicks in it. Those are his arms. Well, then and you get a close-up on Insta, right? And then it's like, wow, man, it's snowing in L.A. Listen, I have a friend, speaking of Big Bear, which is the big, you know, snow playground here in Southern California, big ski resorts. And my friend
Arrowhead, Big Bear,
My friend has some Ring cameras on his cabin up there. He's not up there, but he's posting his Ring pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's like 4 feet of snow out in front of his cabin.
Jeez.
I think it's because he hasn't been there, you know, to shovel
this
it
is
off.
The cabin he just built,
God,
I hate people like that.
I don't hate him.
No, I'm bitter and jealous.
Yeah, party of one. Table's ready.
I saw you show me the pictures. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous up there, isn't it?
And they're nice people, which just really
frost
my
cookies. All right, with that, we have to get ready for our watch party. I was going to say for the Oscars, but we're not going to watch the Oscars. We'll watch something else. We'll have another watch party this weekend. Listen, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday now that you're no longer encumbered to the state of California.
What are you going to watch? Like Who Beat Bobby Flay?
Ooh.
Guys Grocery Games.
We can binge that. All right. I'm on.
Please binge it.
Have a good one. We'll see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.